This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. We begin in the name of Allah, the most merciful, the grantor of mercy. I pray that Allah Azza wa Jal writes for me and for you on this day His choicest mercy and grants us and you strength and the perfection of our strength. And gratitude upon our health and our strength. Allahumma ameen. So my reflection this evening for myself and hopefully for those listening in is, what if you could pretty much be certain that you're going to Jannah, that you're going to paradise, you're going to get to see Allah Azza wa Jal, the one that was with you all along, the one that gave you so much, and even when he took from you, it was to give you things you couldn't realize he was giving you at the moment. You get to see his face, you get to converse with him, you get to be in his company, you get to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you get to be reunited with your family members, you get to see the Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with them all. What if it was pretty much guaranteed that you've earned Allah's forgiveness and subsequently therefore his pleasure, and you're going to Jannah? How much easier would you sleep tonight? How much less of a big deal whether or not Corona comes your way? That's it, where your mind would be. Just, if it happens, it happens. I'm a person that if it's guaranteed for me, even if my life ends, it's only an upgrade in my existence. Well, there is a way for you to pretty much guarantee that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us in a highly confirmed hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari from Shaddad radiallahu anhu, he said there's a particular way to ask Allah for forgiveness, the chief master way of seeking forgiveness, Sayyidul Istighfar. He said whomever says it in the morning time, while certain in it, says it meaningfully, says it from the depths of his heart, says it, you know, while aware of what they're saying and really meaning it. Whoever says it in the morning time while certain in it and dies that day enters paradise. And whoever says it that evening while certain in it then dies that night enters paradise. And so if you haven't memorized this already, use this clip, I guess, as many times as you need. And I will share with you the meaning of it phrase by phrase as well, so that you say it in a meaningful fashion. And you can certainly find it in Sahih al-Bukhari. You can find it in Fortress of the Muslim, that famous dua book. It is by saying, Allahumma anta rabbi, la ilaha illa ant, khalaqtani wa ana abduk, wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastata'at, a'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'at, abu'u laka bi ni'matika alayya wa abu'u bi dhanbi, faghfir li fa innahu la yaghfiru adh-dhunuba illa ant. What a small price to pay. And if a person knows what they're seeking, Jannah, Allah's company, eternity, you would not care what you spend. But this is such a small price to pay. And it means the following, so that you can understand each phrase as you're saying it. Allahumma anta rabbi. O Allah, you are my Lord and Master. La ilaha illa ant. None is worthy of worship but you. خلقتني وأنا عبدك. You created me and I am your servant. وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت. And I am upon your covenant and your promise as best I can. أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت. I seek refuge with you from the evil I've done. أبوء لك بنعمتك علي. I turn to you, admitting your favors on me. Wa abu'u bi dhanbi, and admitting my sins. Faghfir li, so forgive me. Fa innahu la yaghfiru adh-dhunuba illa ant, for no one can forgive sins but you. That's certainly enough for one night. Teach it, rehearse it with yourselves, your family. May Allah Azza wa Jal remind us and you about the moment we first learned this dua, on the day when we reap the reward promised by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who never utters anything on his own behalf. Rather, it is a promise from Allah that he was the medium for sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Have a good night, everybody. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.